Listen to Mrs. Wade speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. How are you? You know, no surprise. Home care beats daycare. The surprise is that this sentiment represents public opinion. A recent survey shows that 4 out of 5 young mothers, ages 18 and 29, prefer to be home with their kids, according to a poll by Public Agenda, a New York policy group. More than half, 56% of parents strongly agree that no one can do as good a job of raising children as their own parents. These results show that decades of public programs and propaganda about progressive and non-precipitant child rearing don't cancel mom and dad's natural desire. This was an old clipping 8 years ago I found in The World magazine, and yet it's just as true today, and probably the statistics are higher. I'm all fired up over something. I'm fired up about mothers and fathers taking care of their children in their own home, their own children in their own home. In our neighborhood, a daycare center is going to be established. And I have such mixed feelings about it. One of it, the parking is a problem when the cars all come at one time. But I'm not going to talk about that today because I have no control over that. But I want to talk, and I really have no control over this daycare center starting. But I'm told this daycare center is good for Collingswood. I heard this so many times. We went to the zoning meeting 2 times, and over I heard, this daycare center will be good for Collingswood. And I ask, how? How is a daycare center going to be good for Collingswood? Oh, I know what it does, I guess. I really am a little ignorant on daycare because I had a certain conception of what it was. I thought it was a place you could bring your children. And if you'd bring them on Monday or Tuesday, or if you were working, you brought them all the time. But I'm not going to go into that now because my idea of daycare is very vague because I never had my children in daycare. I was my own children's daycare. And this daycare center across the street from us here at 900 Park Avenue in the church there is going to be for people from 2.5 till 6. And when asked, why do you want to have a daycare center? The answer by the woman who wants to be the director of this whole thing and the main teacher is it will prepare them for college. I never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life. Preparing a 2.5-year-old child for college. Are we thinking about college as soon as we give birth? I don't think so. Do you think about college when you're changing diapers, when you're nursing your baby? No, I don't think so. Do you think about college when the child is learning to walk? Oh, we must walk a certain way because we're going to go to college. No. Do you think about college when your child is 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, even 6 years old? If you do, I think you are perfectly goofy. You don't mind me using a word. It is perfectly goofy to think about college when there's so much more to think about with a child. Now, I'm not talking about finances and all that. I'm talking about raising a child, because the daycare center lady is not going to finance the college education of the 2.5-year-old child she's taking care of. No, she wants her daycare to be financed by the money that the mother or father is making and giving half of it for her to take care of her child so they can go and make more money. No, I am really hopped up about this. I hope that's okay to say that. I'm really, really disturbed. And I think of people. I think of Moses. His mother had no daycare center. She put Moses in a little ark of pitch, a little basket that water wouldn't get in. And Marion, the sister, was the caregiver. But it was family. It was family. Jesus, when he was born, it was family. I'm not sure if I'm going to have time to tell you all these things because I'm ranting and raving, but I am disturbed that mothers will put their children in daycare. I had five children. One of them is with the Lord now. I've told you about David, who went home to be the Lord. But I have five children, and four of them all went to college. And none of them had daycare. Two of them have graduate degrees from Johns Hopkins. One of them has college and seminary. And this included learning Hebrew and Greek. And the boys who went to Johns Hopkins for graduate, they knew Greek. And my daughter, she works for a high-powered lawyer. And no daycare. No daycare. I remember my daughter told me when her oldest child was a little girl, I guess, quote, daycare age, that her friend said, oh, if you don't put little Kristen in a daycare, it will warp her whole life. If she's not in nursery school, it will warp her whole life. She will not do well in school. She will not do well in high school. She will not do well in college. But my daughter could not afford these schools. My daughter stayed home with her children. She wasn't out working, providing money for the daycare person who should have been home taking her care of her children instead of other people's children. No. And so my granddaughter could not go to daycare. My granddaughter could not go to nursery school. Did any of us cry? Did any of us care? I didn't as a grandmother. But my daughter felt like she was depriving her child of something. And with fear and trembling, she wondered how her daughter would make out. So she taught her daughter at home. I believe my granddaughter could read by 2.5 or 3. She was reading the Bible at 4. She was better equipped with life than if she had been in daycare. And when she graduated from high school, she got a full scholarship in a university right there, a big, big university, state university. And she had no daycare. And when she got out of university, she got a very good job. And she had no daycare. Shall we all cry? No. Let's reconsider. What is more important? What is more important? That you have 2 cars? That you have an overabundance of food? That you have a big, big house? Or that your child is rightly growing up? I hope so. I hope so. Abraham Lincoln said, a child is a person who is going to carry on what you have started. He's going to sit where you are sitting, and where you are when you are gone, attend to those things which you think are important. You may adopt all the policies you please, but how they will be carried out depends on him. He will assume control of your cities, states, and nations. He's going to move in and take over your churches, schools, universities, and corporations. All your books are going to be judged by him. The fate of humanity is in his hands. You go around and you ask some of the big people in your town that are in charge. You ask your preacher. You ask the local doctor, did you go to daycare? Were you deprived of life because you didn't go to daycare? Was it terrible because your mother stayed home and took care of you? Ask some of those questions. Now, what is a daycare center? I don't really know. But I had an opportunity to go across the street and look in this one room that was all furnished, waiting to be approved by the city to have a daycare. And it was a great big room, about the half the size of a gymnasium. It was beautifully decorated, beautiful rug, all things that children would love, tables full of games, beautiful beds, beautiful things on the wall. Everything was beautiful, probably prettier than many children could have in their own home. But it wasn't home. It was a great big school. This daycare across the street from me is going to be called a little learning academy. A little 2.5-year-old toddler going to an academy. A 5-year-old going to an academy. A 3-year-old going to an academy. It really gets me. Now, what is a daycare center? I'm reading from some official things that are in our own town here. Child care center, an establishment provided for the care, supervision, and protection of children. I thought that's what God did for families and homes. Something provided for the care and supervision and protection of children. Isn't that what a home is for? When God created Adam and Eve and told them to go be fruitful and multiply, what did he do? Did he say, go to the daycare center? Every child gets a father, mother, and a daycare center? No. Children get a mother and a father, not at home. Children care center. A building or structure in which daytime instructions and supervision is given to more than 5 children outside their home for more than 3 but less than 16 hours per day by an individual, association, corporation, institution, or agency, usually for compensation. Such a center is licensed by the state and must meet all state requirements. Do you want somebody to take care of your children that the state is overseeing? That the state is telling them what to do? I don't think so. I don't think so. So, family care daycare homes, the private occupied residence of the family daycare provider, which is registered as a family daycare home pursuant to the family daycare provider registration, gives a bunch of numbers. Child care services are provided to no less than 3 and no more than 5 children, not including the provider's own children, but no less than 15 hours per week. So, I bring these things before you, horrified that parents today are not taking care of their children the way they should, but they're farming them out to other people. This is like a socialist state when you do this over and over again. What do you think? I have before me things about Jesus. We're thinking about him. We're thinking about him, how Joseph went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David. We're thinking that he took Mary with him to be taxed. She was not his wife. They had never come together as man and wife, but in those days they had this kind of engagement, and she was great with child. Not his child, but the child from the Holy Ghost. Baby Jesus. Jesus. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and made him in a manger, because there was no room for him there in the inn. There was no place for them to stay. So she may have had this baby out in the field where the shepherds were. Where the shepherds had their special lambs that would be born for the temple. And our baby, our Jesus, who is the Son of God, but took upon himself the form of man to be our Savior, was born in this humble place. Do you think when they went home to their house after this birth, when Mary was able to travel again, do you think the first thing she did was go to a daycare center? No. I know that without even checking history. There may have been relatives that would help the children, and that's how it should be, but not a commercial daycare center. So I'm going to go on and read a little bit more. After 8 days, I have to go. I'm sorry, we'll have to continue this next time. Think about these things. It's very important in this day and age.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Raitt, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Raitt, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Raitt and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?